TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 and the 2000s. Dirty working with some back end, just back end. Make it wanna spend his cash end, his last end. Girl, proud with the fashion. They mad dad, you can ride in a jag end. With that dad, you can smoke a fire bag end. Aggressive, got his money like a flash end. It's trash end. I'm a bitch, I'm a fair end. Gun spray end. A clear head, a slimmer end. Way filling end. Let's have this nigga wood end. I'm out the hood end. Let it be understood end. It's all good end. Got a
think that's just something that we automatically think that people power bill go, you know, sky high. When I think studies really show that it's kind of on average, on par for this time of the year. So the power company actually kind of spreads the love out a little bit. So you might as well put some damn lights up too, because guess what? You're helping to pay for it. Enjoy the holidays, folks. Don't take life too seriously, because there's a lot that can kind of push you over the edge. Don't drink and drive. I'm gonna stop right there because I'll stop right there. All the way back on the other side of the ATL. Give it up. Hot chocolate. You know, sometimes I just go too far.
He stops himself. He can pump his own brakes. What's going on? I'm in radio family. I mean, you know, every now and then. I have had, as my Aunt Linda would say, way too much weekend in my life. The Lord has blessed me today to be here 47 years, and I am very thankful. I'm grateful to all of my friends who took the time to come out and celebrate with me over the weekend, who traveled, or whether you were local. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your presence. It meant the world to me.
No doubt. You are one that I consider like one of those. It's like, what does that mean? One of those. Yeah, yo, you're one of those. I am not one of those. What the hell is one of those? One of those who will celebrate their damn birthday till the cows come home.
Sure do.
Who will promote it, talk about it. And you know, what I find very interesting is that, like, you know, you have no problem, which is very unusual. Take a lesson from it, women. You have no problem, like, just putting your age out there. Have you always been that way, or did you hit a period in your life where you're like two beans in a bucket?
I have pretty much been like that my entire life. It means way more now that my mother has passed on, and her words of wisdom to me prior to her passing were, Regina, it doesn't matter if you are celebrating a quote-unquote milestone birthday, you know, 21, 25, 30, 35, what everyone else considers a milestone, you need to celebrate every year you're here. Every year that you are above ground and breathing is a milestone, and that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Well, again, happy birthday. And speaking of above ground, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Happy birthday, Hot Chocolate.
Thank you, Kizzy Bell.
Yes, another beautiful year.
Yes, blessed to be here. Blessed and very thankful.
Yes, another reason to celebrate.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Mama? I think that was a great segue when you talk about celebrating. When you look in the post for tonight's show, and the topic tonight is ex-cop gets 20-year sentence in Walter Scott shooting, you see a very proud mama, unfortunately proud for a very unfortunate reason, but a proud mama clutching the picture of her now deceased son, Mr. Walter Scott. Michael Slager is his name. He's the former South Carolina police officer who shot and killed Walter Scott, was sentenced. This was a couple Thursdays ago at this point. 20 years in federal prison, a sentence the Scott family said gave it a sense of justice, and that's why she was clutching that picture so hard. This is one of like many instances, but one of very few cases in which a police officer was held accountable for shooting an African American male dead in the street. 20 years. Michael
right.
Slager has received in South Carolina, which is a very interesting thing. Charleston,
right.
South Carolina, it said, we've had enough of this. Enough is enough.
Right.
And they,
right.
they've taken a stance. Are you all shocked, or are you like, okay, it's about damn time?
Ooh, a little bit of both.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Right.
Shocked that the charge is
right.
stuck, you know. And
very.
Honestly, I think how it even went through so fast was there was no one else around besides the person shooting it
and
the police officer. Right. And Mr. Scott. And to stop someone for a traffic stop, there was no way that they could justify it. The man didn't even go towards him at all. You know what I mean? Like, there was no, even somebody who wanted to let the cop off couldn't let him off just off the, you know, circumstantial evidence.
Yeah, deemed as a historic day for civil rights, in particular for, you know, officer-involved shootings. Which I totally agree with. I mean, you know, this was overseen by U.S. District Court Judge David Norton, who made his decision after hearing emotional statements from members of the family, really both families. The family of Mr. Michael Slager, who's the police officer, as well as the Scott
yeah.
family. And, you know, but, I mean, oh, man.
I mean, like I heard the cop went, you know, pretty much bankrupt, you know, and ended up with a public defender. So, you know, who's to say what would have happened had he had money behind him?
Right.
Well, we already know what would have happened.
Yeah.
Because typically that's why they're able to get off. You know, what I wonder is, I wonder why in this case, there wasn't a fund created. You know, what happens a lot of times is there are funds created, you know, specifically GoFundMe type of funds that are created for officers who find themselves in that situation. I mean, there's funds created to help pay legal fees. So I wonder,
yeah.
you know, was one created in this instance? You know, and if not, why not? Because,
the same reason,
you know,
good
really,
question.
I mean,
they couldn't deny it, even
so
if they
serious.
Wanted to. Right.
I mean, you're probably right. This may have been an open and shut case from their perspective, but how many other cases have been, so we thought, open and shut?
Right, open and shut. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But to your point, it turned out different only because there was money behind it.
Right.
But,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about ex-cop Michael Slager, who was just sentenced to 20 years in Charleston, South Carolina, for the shooting of Walter Scott. Are you shocked? Are you not shocked? Are you like, about time? Or it's already stated, a little of both. Hey, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'll tell you, we haven't been hearing a lot about shootings of recent. And I just want everyone to realize that it's not because they're not happening.
Right.
It's not because they're not happening. They're just not being reported. I don't know what your local news is spinning, but let me tell you what I've seen in the last, you know, week or so. I've seen multiple school shootings in the last week or so. Multiple school shootings. But I've not seen these on the front page of newspapers. So what it is saying to me is, you know, gun-involved situations have become so out of control that, you know, news platforms are picking and choosing real discreetly kind of what they are putting at the forefront. Because what has, like, taken control is the Me Too movement. But look at here, look at here. We talked about it last week. Look at here, look at here. Hashtag what about him? Hashtag what about him? We knew it was coming around sooner or later. You can't hold everybody else accountable.
Yeah.
You can't hold everybody else accountable and not hold yourself accountable. That's another whole show. That's another whole show, though. Tonight we're talking about ex-cop Michael Slager, who's received 20 years in the Walter Scott shooting. This is what I wonder. I wonder, is it possible to, and I think the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter movement is about justice. I think messaging sometimes, you know, gets in the way of the overall message. But when it comes to holding people accountable to the degree that the Me Too movement is holding people accountable, is it truly possible for us to come together to hold people accountable to do better when it comes to the treatment of African Americans? Is that really possible in our life? Because we're seeing some things happen on the political landscape. I think that, again, the force of women and this whole women's movement is making some things happen that we've never seen happen. If a women's movement can do it, if the civil rights movement can do it, why can't we take charge and do it on behalf of saving lives?
I think it can be done. I just think that it's going to take a higher level of accountability being taken on, I mean, by everyone. By everyone. You can't just be, you know, accountable when it's convenient for you, or, you know, when it makes you look good, or when you feel like it's convenient for you. You have to be accountable all the time.
When you say a higher level of accountability, well, I'm sorry, when you say a higher level of accountability compared to what?
In comparison to what we have now, which is none, really, or a very low level of accountability.
But I think of recent that has changed, and that is changing to set a whole new trajectory forward. A trajectory of a different level of accountability.
I think it could be, but I have to wait and see. I'm not a believer yet. I mean, it looks good, but in my opinion, there have been instances where thing was spurring about change, and, you know, it was for the better, and it was positive. You know, it was just the engine, and the whole movement stops.
Right.
CeeLo, do we have a different perspective when it's we the people? We view it as one way. When it's we the Black people, we view it another way.
Hell yeah!
Why?
But it's always been like that. It's always been like that.
But why is that?
Because of the history, right, that we have, it was always we're following the footsteps of white people. And it's not their problems really ain't our problems until their problems affect us, right? But when we have problems amongst our own community, we have to stay in our community. We can't go to them. We can't even let them know that there's something wrong because they don't care. As long as we can fulfill for them. But it's always been like that. And it just changes. You know what I mean? It's not slavery anymore. It's this social game we're in right now.
But how do we move forward, right? We're talking about trying
one foot at a time.
So, I mean, the one thing you said is, and I totally agree, it's always been that way, right? But I think a lot of times things don't change not because we don't have the ability to change it. Things don't change because people take on the mindset that it's always been that way. Therefore,
right.
It's always going to
be they don't know
that
what to
way.
Do.
Right. Exactly, right? And so I just wanted to raise the point because, I mean, clearly there's a difference between white people, black people, Asian people, Puerto Rican people. I mean, there are differences amongst us. But at the end of the day, it is we the people. And it's important that we understand that it's we the people because guess what? I mean, together we stand, divided we fall. And there's a force that's coming at us like a wrecking ball that's trying to dismantle we the people. It sounds more today like it's I, the man. And I, the man, don't stand a chance against we the people. And so, I mean, clearly, you know, too black, too strong, power to the people all day long. But at the end of the day, we got to make sure we stand strong together, we the people. Because I'm going to tell you, just because somebody looks like you, Mr. White Man, don't mean that they for you. Just because somebody looks like you, little brown lady, don't mean that they'll help you. So, you know, all I'm saying is Puerto Rican grandmama, be willing and be open and have your, you know, hand extended, you know, to the black grandpapa because we the people stand stronger together than divided. I mean, we make a whole lot about race relations, and you know, I'm much bigger than race relations. I'm more about solutions to the problem at this point, because I think for me, the Charleston, South Carolina situation says that it doesn't matter how many doors are closed in your face. You can't stop. You can't stop screaming your message because sooner or later somebody's going to hear you. And a lot of young African American men and young women have died in the streets to the hands of officers. I'm not going to say, because I'm not that naive to say, that you know it was all their fault. Because we have to be accountable for where we are and who we're with at all times.
Yes.
A lot of people have died being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Unfortunate, but very true.
Right.
But you all are parents, and I'm sure, you know, more than often you have had conversations with your children setting expectations. I know my parents did with me. My mother specifically did with me. And I'm grateful for it. And I think that's the way to go. You know, parents have to have real-time conversations with their children about how to conduct themselves when they're out in public, regardless of peer pressure, regardless of if somebody's smoking weed, regardless of if somebody's about to go rob somebody, you better count up the cost.
Right. You don't got to go. Be your own person.
That's right.
Be your own person is the message.
Early.
Be your own person.
And don't be a follower.
At all. Because who want to be around you, they'll get their self around you.
Yeah.
You ain't going to have to look. You know what I mean? Who's for you will come to you. Not all. Don't accept all of them now.
And when you ask God, the Most High, Jah, Allah, whoever you believe in, when you ask him to remove the negative people from your life, watch it happen. It'll happen quickly, and don't question it.
At all.
Yeah,
and it could be somebody you've known for 20-some years.
You're right.
What's important is that you think about your future Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't really think about the consequences of our actions. But we got to cherish yesterday, live today, and dream about tomorrow. And that's all dictated by your decisions. I mean, think about your families at the end of the day. Love your mom enough, your dad enough, your brothers
yeah.
and sisters enough, your children enough.
Yes.
Love them enough
okay.
to make good decisions that keep you out of the crossfire and out of the chaos,
okay.
you know, of risky business. You know, two families changed forever, you know, with the killing of Walter Scott and the sentencing
yeah.
of Mr. Michael Slager. Two families
yeah.
changed forever.
His family
and
lost
and that's
everything
one thing that,
as well.
That we don't think about. You know, both families
right.
lost everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear much about, you know, Walter Scott's family, but I remember, like, the last time that the officer had gone to,
court. When I say lost everything,
they were talking about.
I mean, they lost him. I just mean they lost
okay.
him.
My bad. Yeah, I was talking about, like, they lost the officer. They lost their home. They had to move in with, like, family or whatever. People were trying to, you know, kill them. And yeah. So, I don't know. Like, is 20 years enough or is it too much? We will always
well,
have,
you know
what I mean? People on different sides.
My perspective
yeah.
is this. You know, well, I mean, this is how I look at it, right? I mean, it's 9:27 where I am here in Atlanta, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. My perspective is this on the loss of things. When you mention 20 years, that's time. He potentially, depending on how old he is, could live till he's 70 or 80 years old. So, you know, even if he lives, even if he lives for a year after he gets out, he still has time he can get back. He lost his house, he can get that back. He lost his clothes, he can get that back. Anything tangible, you can get back. I don't think the Scott family in this situation has anything they can get back. And, you know, I think when you think about it that way, right, I mean, you got to think about Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin. And,
yes.
you know, so
right.
many others, the list goes on and on and on, right? I'm still looking for justice in those cases.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. There cases I like to be solved from where we from. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But this gives me hope that at the end of the day, things are slowly changing. And we should continue to be hopeful and have faith. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we got to learn how to spread more love. Hey, we out of here. Back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking with us.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. And until next time, we love y'all. Thank you.
We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live in the Social Lab. Join us again on Wednesday night. General, Madam Boston, and for myself, Hot Chocolate. Everybody have a good night.
Hey, Boston, when we going to get the invite to Colorado? I'm ready to rock.
Hey, as soon as I get out there, y'all can come out there the following weekend. I don't care if I live in my truck. I'm leaving.
Oh. Well, I need more space than the damn front seat of your car.
Hey, I'm trying. You don't gotta get in the front seat. Look, you the back lay down and everything. You can bring your air mattress if you want.
Wait a minute.
You gonna set a shit up like an RV?
All right. I'll be like, we living in the dorm.
Good night,
you did. You asked that.
Good night, everybody.
We See him live. 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 See him live.